This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. I'm speaking with Matt Deitchley. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
Good. And your wife, Linda, and then what were your kids' names? Or what are your kids' names?
Daniel, who is an eighth grader at St. Joan of Arc School and 14. We have Corey, which is short for Corrine. She's a fourth grader and 10. And then we also have Christopher, who is 20 months.
Okay. So what was the original connection? Was it through you or through your wife with St. Joan of Arc, and just how has that grown?
My wife was a cradle Catholic, and I was a baptized Methodist, but not really practicing, although Catholicism had always interested me. And when I met my wife in 2003, we began to shop for churches around the neighborhood. We were living closer to the Broad Ripple area at the time. Now we live nine houses north of the church on Park Avenue. And the proximity to the church is one of the reasons that drew us to the house. But we were shopping for churches, so we went to the ones in the neighborhood, Christ the King, St. Thomas, Immaculate Heart, and St. Joan. And this one just really felt like home. The pastor at the time was Father Pat Doyle, and he was a real personable guy. And when we decided that St. Joan was going to be our parish home, it just fit. It looked to me like a Catholic church should, you know, beautiful interior, but also the people were just rather welcoming. And so when we decided to get married and I wanted to go through the RCIA process, I did go through the program with Melinda, and it was a fantastic program, enabled me to you know, grow in my faith and learn more about the Catholic faith, obviously, just was very excited to be able to go through the program at St. Joan in the beautiful church setting along with Father Pat.
So what are some of the things, and you can speak on your wife's behalf as well, things that you've been involved with, you know, different groups or committees or things kind of helping out over the years?
Well, we've certainly jumped right in. Prior to kids, of course, I think we had a little more time, but at some point over the last 15-plus years, we have done Eucharistic ministry, we've been sponsors for RCIA, we've done engaged couple marriage sponsoring to meet with couples. We have helped out at French Market, done the Cub Scouts. I've done finance and parish councils. We certainly, and more recently down at the school on school commission for myself. We've always supported St. Joan since our first association with it.
And who would be some people that, you know, you could give a little appreciation for that you've been able to work with, you know, different committees or whatnot that you'd really like to say they've stepped up over the years and you've been able to witness that?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's awesome to you know, see people grow and to be able to meet people and get to know others who have the same passion that you do. When I started off on finance and then serving as the chairman of the finance council, you see someone like Eric O'Neill who stepped in and then he took over finance, and just everyone's just able to grow it into something more. Years ago, prior to Molly Ellsworth being hired as the office manager for the parish, you know, it was just Father doing the majority of the secular work, I suppose is how you'd say it, daily work. And when he came to us and said, you know, I really need to get a parish administrator, really need to get one of these, and we were, you know, afraid we couldn't find the money for it. And then lo and behold, obviously God helps us in all the ways that we need to help his mission move forward. And it's been really great, you know, to have Molly on board handling all those day-to-day things to free Father up for doing all the ministry that he is able to do. So yeah, those are two people I could certainly speak to.
And if you were going to describe this to somebody interested in joining Saint Joan of Arc, what would you describe about the church as far as the people and just what you've gotten out of it?
Well, I would certainly say to anyone thinking about Saint Joan as their parish home is that once you walk in the door, not only are you inspired by our beautiful building that just underwent a multi-million dollar renovation over the last couple of years, but as you get to know the people in the pews, you'll find some of the best people that we have in Indianapolis. People from all backgrounds, all classes, and I think that's the real draw for Saint Joan for many people is that you don't necessarily see someone who looks like you next to you, and I think that's what the calling of our church is about. The calling that we are all one people with God and Jesus Christ, and we're all here to help each other. So I think that the fact that Saint Joan is able to attract so many different people from so many different backgrounds just speaks to the strength that we do have within the parish.
That's beautiful. All right, well, Matt, I really appreciate your time. And is there anything else you'd like to add, or are you good with what you've said?
I think I'm good.
Okay. All right, well, stay on the line, and I'm going to close this one out, and thank you for your time.